Let's start in Pontiac. The emergency manager there fired department heads as a way to merge departments and save money. Of course, the emergency manager law has been pretty unpopular among some folks. Is this going to fan the flames of the controversy over the law?
I doubt it. Pontiac really doesn't have a lot of standing. It's had an emergency manager, what used to be called an emergency financial manager, for some time. It's gone through a number of them. Bud Schimmel, the new emergency manager there, was the emergency financial manager in Hamtramck. He's a no-nonsense guy. He's very direct. He calls it like he sees it, and he sort of ran Hamtramck that way, and it resulted in Hamtramck pulling itself out of its slump. So I think if this was a different city or a new city, people might pay some attention, but not in Pontiac.
In Flint, the financial review board that's looking into whether Flint needs an emergency manager needs extra time to decide. What's going on there?
Well, I think they want to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Nobody wants to rush into this process, but there's always been a supposition that eventually this was likely to happen in Flint as well. They just want to make sure it's not precipitous.
The governor has turned his attention to high-speed rail. He delivered a speech on infrastructure and transportation last week, and he addressed a rail summit in Lansing this week. Is high-speed rail really a fix for Michigan's economy?
Well, it's not a total fix. I think we've got to get out of the habit of looking for some total fix, some magic bullet for Michigan's economy. But it's probably a good thing. Now, Christina, this is not true high-speed rail, like when you were talking about bullet trains in Japan. This is simply speeding up the track to 79, or ideally about 110 miles an hour. The state is in the process of buying track and turning it over to Amtrak on the Detroit to Chicago route, and they're hoping to cut that down from 6 hours to maybe 4 hours or even less than four over the next couple of years.
Let's take the train over to West Michigan. A group there wants three smaller communities, Saugatuck, Douglas, and Saugatuck Township, to merge. The group is expected to turn in signatures today to get the issue on the ballot. Now, we have seen other communities across the state share resources as budgets are tight, but how common is it for city boundaries to actually change?
In the last few years, not very common. The last time this thing happened was in the 1990s in the Upper Peninsula. But I think you're going to see more of it. What we used to see in the 50s and 60s is new cities emerging, and cities emerging out of townships, and then cities gobbling up townships and parts of townships. But everybody agrees this is necessary. There's a lot of resistance, because if you have the mayor of Centerville and the mayor of Eastville and the cities merge, one of these guys isn't going to get to be mayor anymore. So that's why people are sort of resisting mergers. But in this case, everybody seems to agree it'll save a lot of money. They talked about $1 million a year. We'll just have to see what the voters think.
And finally, talking about voters, we are less than a week away from Election Day next Tuesday. What should we keep an eye on?
Well, turnout will probably be low. That's something to keep an eye on, whether it's a little higher than usual. People will be looking at millages in a number of places. But the big sort of main event is the attempt to recall State Representative Paul Scott in Grand Blanc. That was on again and off again, and he fought hard as he could to not have this recall on the ballot. And the Supreme Court finally pretty sharply told him to stop, that they had met everything they needed to do to get this recall on the ballot, and people will really be looking at this to see if it's a signal as to how people feel about the Snyder administration.
All right, Jack, and we'll talk with you next Wednesday about an overview of the election results.
Always a pleasure. I'll try to be up.